Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Kansas City market and Chicago and the Board of Trade. And, of course, we give the overnight prices at 8:49 on our pre-opening report, as a reminder. September wheat in Kansas City opened this morning at 447.5. That was up one. December at 462.5, unchanged. And the March wheat contract in Kansas City, opening price 470, and that's up one. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opening up 1.25 this morning at 361. December up a half at 380.5. March up a half at 398.5. And the July 07 wheat contract opened up a quarter at 415.5. September corn opened up 3/4 at 219.25. December up a quarter at 236.25. The March contract unchanged at 250.5 on the open. May corn opened up 3/4 at 260.25. July 07 up a half at 269.25. September 07 up one at 277. And the December 07 corn contract opened 3/4 higher at 286.5. Soybeans for September opening up a quarter at 549.5. November up a quarter at 562.5. The January contract down a half on the open at 575. And March up a quarter at 587.5. July 07 soybeans unchanged at 605. The September soybean meal contract opened up 40 at 158.70. October up 30 on the open at 159.10. And the September oil unchanged at 25.48. October also unchanged at 25.68. August feeder cattle opened unchanged at 115.97.5. September up 5 at 116.32.5. And October feeder cattle opened down 7.5 at 117.20. August live cattle up 15, 87.20. October down 12.5 at 91.30. December down 2.5 on the open at 90.45. October lean hogs opened down 5 at 66.95. December down 12.5 at 63.30. And the frozen pork bellies for February down 70 at 90 even on the open. And currently we are looking at these kinds of numbers. The Kansas City wheat trading anywhere from down a half to down one now. On the Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat's trading anywhere from down a quarter to up 3/4. Narrow range on corn as well, unchanged to up one up 3/4, and that would be the July 07 contract. The soybeans also a narrow range, anywhere from down one to up one. And let's bring Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, on the line this morning to talk about this. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Jay. We had a wonderful meeting at Terre Haute Grain. Todd Gleason was there, and a lot of, I think it was over 70 people. Terre Haute Grain fed us, and a wonderful crowd, and we talked, and a lot of prizes given away, and a tip of the hat to Terre Haute Grain, and of course Kay Whitlock's one of our regulars on a Wednesday, and we had a blast and a lot of good questions, and the word variable yields also a major topic of conversation at Terre Haute Grain.
Well, you were over in Indiana, and that the Crop Scouts, I meant to say, shortened the word, made a new one, were saying that Nebraska and Indiana, which I guess they just got done with, and they're headed into Illinois and Iowa in the next couple of days, they were saying that Nebraska and Indiana were the variable states that they've seen so far because of a wet planting season in Indiana and perhaps a different weather situation out in Nebraska, a bit drier maybe than we've enjoyed right here in Illinois and Iowa.
We did pick up the farmers that planted in April. Mm-hmm. The crop looks great. little later on, it struggled, and anything replanted or very late, it drops off. Ear size is very variable. We even pick that up, that there is the tip back as the crop goes into Illinois. And the market is extremely variable. The USDA put the great state of Indiana at a very lofty 167, and the Pro Farmer Tour is considerably smaller than that. Depth of kernel is one of the big variables. The big factor is the report came in just basically, what they did a year ago. So my hunch is that the USDA has a very lofty crop, at least east of the Mississippi, and the verdict is out on the state of at least part of Illinois and, of course, Iowa. Mm-hmm. But it does, and also we're looking at some pretty good pod counts here in central Illinois, but they also noted some very definite differences in pod counts as well in Indiana. So we are seeing some differences of opinion there. And all said and done, if here's where the big if is, if the marketplace senses that the yield is too high by the USDA, we could be very close in putting in some major lows in, not only in the futures market, but also in the basis market as well. So this is an extremely important time frame, and you can rest assured there's going to be some monumental bets in the marketplace, whether the yield is a little bit lofty that the USDA mentioned. And, of course, they pushed the yield, in my opinion, probably to the extreme on this last report, particularly in east of the Mississippi.
So right now the trade is in a very narrow range. When do you expect that to maybe make some bigger moves?
Well, as we get more yield data in, one thing that we have to say is that the depth of kernel was a big variable last year, and to some extent that will continue. The second factor is that we'll get more data in from Iowa and the rest of Illinois. My other opinion is that there is something this year that's so different than the past called future demand. And that not only comes from the export market, that comes from the domestic market as far as ethanol demand and also corn usage to feed. And there is more grain storage, and if there's more grain storage and the crop would come in smaller, the transportation system has to be better than last harvest. So all those add up to some positive ideas. The marketplace is changing, and we talked about that last night, not only in the futures, the basis-wise. The demand factor is going to be so interesting here that it's going to be one of the most exciting times in modern agriculture in the next 3 to 5 years.
All right. Well, we'll strap in and go for the ride.
Have a nice one, and always nice talking to you. And I want to say Todd did a wonderful job last night.
Well, thank you very much for letting me know that. And thank you for being there as well. And I guess Todd will talk to you this afternoon.
And the WILL programming has a big impact in Indiana.
Great. Well, the signal gets over there. We're glad people are taking advantage of it. And, Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, joining us on the opening market report. And he'll be back, as I said, with Todd Gleason this afternoon on the closing report.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
September wheat on Kansas City's exchange at 445 now is down 1.5. September on the Chicago Board of Trade, 361.75, up 2. December at 381.5, up 1.5. September corn at 220.75, up 1.25. December up 1.25 at 237.25. March up 1.25 at 251.75. December 07 at 286.5 is up 3/4. September soybeans up a half at 549 3/4. November up 1 at 563 1/4. January up a quarter at 575 3/4. November soybeans up 3 1/2 right now at 625 1/2. Meal for September up 40 at 158.70. September oil at 25.45, down 3. Feeder cattle for August, 115.90, down 7.5. August live cattle, 86.80, down 25. October live, 91.27.5, down 15. And the October lean hog, 66.60, down 40. Oil down 50 cents at 72.60 on the October contract. The dollar at 85.02, down 15. The Dow Industrials down 26.5 at 11,313.5.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
A mix of clouds and sunshine in the north, and a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon elsewhere across the two states, Ed Kieser says. Mostly sunny, highs 82 north to 89 in west central Illinois. This is WILL Urbana. It's straight up 10 o'clock. David Inge, the host of Focus 580.